I headed home after my talk with Stan. I was a little surprised at my own willingness to help him, but I remember how he looked in the hotel that day, and seeing his fear when that kid ran into the street a few minutes ago, and having the courage to save him, let's just say I was convinced he was a different man. Helping him just seemed like the right thing to do. When I got home, my foster father approached me.
How was your walk?
It went fine, sir. Very cool outside.
What you got there, kiddo?
Oh, I ran into a friend who gave me some tickets to a talk show tomorrow. Can I go, Mr. Wildwood? Please?
I wouldn't mind, but Samantha and I both have work tomorrow.
Oh, that's okay. I can see if Birch is willing to take me.
If he can take you, I'm fine with it.
Great. Thanks.
Hey, Wally, what's up?
Hey, sorry for bothering you again, but I was hoping you might be able to help me with something.
Well, sure. Like I said, I'm there when you need me.
Yeah, I know. A friend of mine gave me a couple backstage passes to my favorite talk show, but he can't go. And both of my foster parents are going to be working. Do you have anything going on tomorrow? If not, would you mind taking me? I really don't want to waste the tickets.
Oh, I don't have anything I can't reschedule. What time?
Let me see. The show's at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, I can move that meeting to the morning and forego the practice session. Sure.
Thanks, Birch. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Where is this show?
It's at a studio that's about 10 minutes from here. WSAZ.
Okay. Can you be ready at noon?
I can do that. Yeah. Thanks, Birch.
Anytime, Wally. See you then.
Bye. Honestly, I did not think I would pull that off. I know I left out a few rather big details, but this was important. The following morning, I awoke just as Mr. Wildwood was leaving for work. He gave me a quick hug before he left. Mrs. Wildwood then left after the babysitter arrived. I forgot to mention that I actually lived with four other kids here, and not all of them are wolves either. One of them specifically, a lion cub named Ben, seems to really enjoy my music, so I decided to play for him a bit until Birch arrived. Hey, Birch. I'm all set to go.
Great. I heard you playing as I came to the door. New song?
No, not really. It's something my dad made back when I was a baby. It's called Monk's Lullaby.
Oh, well, don't sing it for me now. I have to drive.
Yeah, I know. Gotta go, Ben. See you later tonight. Thanks again for this.
Hey, it's not a problem. Should be a good experience for you.
I sure hope so. We got in the car then, and Birch took me to get a quick lunch before driving to the studio. We pulled into the lot, and after showing the passes, we went inside. It was kind of noisy, but it was a TV studio after all. An otter came by, and I gave him the passes.
So, you're here to see the show with Stan Grizzly?
Yeah. That's us.
Just go down there.
Thank you.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did. Birch, I'm sorry for not telling you, but he's changed.
Changed? Wally, you... You don't know him like I do. He could be faking. He's gotten too good at hiding
his... You can't fake saving someone's life!
Wally, keep your voice down. Now, say that again. Save who?
Sorry, but Birch, I saw it. Just yesterday. I was out for a walk and came to a park. While I was there, there was this kid playing catch with a friend. He lost control of his ball and went chasing after it into the street. I was too far away to help him, but Stan ran up from out of nowhere and grabbed the kid just before he got hit.
Are you sure that's what you saw?
100% positive. And I know you find this hard to believe, but his demeanor's changed too. When he saw me approach him, he looked freaked, like he'd seen a ghost or something. Once I was able to assure him that I wasn't scared, we started talking.
What about?
About you. Well, that and some of what happened in the past.
Oh, jeez. Wally, what all did he tell you?
That you two used to be really good friends. Not that I didn't already know that. He was going to come see you again, but he was afraid you'd get mad at him, so he went to the park instead. That's how I found him.
That's all that he told you?
He also said that he grew to care about you a lot when you were with him. But he seems fairly certain that feeling will never be returned. Birch, I don't get it. What could have been so bad that it drove a wedge between you two? Stan still cares about you, so whatever it is, he's trying to move past it.
Wally, I... Remember when I said there were things I couldn't tell you? this is one of those things, okay? Suffice it to say that you don't know him like I do.
Can't be any worse than what he tried to do to me in the hotel room.
Wally, do you have any inkling of what he tried to do?
If you two are heading to the stage, you best do it now.
Bert seemed relieved for the interruption in the conversation. I do know what almost happened that day. That was why I was so scared. But I'm still convinced the man I saw yesterday was someone completely different. Birch and I were led to one of the side entrances leading to the stage. When we got there, the host was already talking to Stan.
So it's been about a year since you disbanded your group. Was there some reason why you did it?
Well, really, it was a culmination of a lot of things. The big thing was the difference in opinion between myself and other bandmates. It turned into a power struggle. I wanted one thing, they wanted another, and frankly, after a year of all that bickering, I'd had enough.
So, basically, the artist in all of you came out.
Well, that's using the word very loosely. I mean, the whole Rock Band Wars thing just verified what I thought about Stilton Young all along. I mean, sure, they both had decent playing talent. I wouldn't have brought them into the group if they didn't sound good. But there's more to being a good musician than just being able to sing and play guitar, and Stilton Young couldn't understand that.
What do you mean?
Well, look at the week we got eliminated. That version of Dancing Queen? Well, that was put together by Stilton Young, and I think just about everyone agreed it was terrible. The audience hated it, the judges slammed us for it. I mean, even I knew it was lousy going in, but I let them have their way to try and prove my point. Those two were more stubborn than rented mules, though. They didn't get the hint, and I was tired of talking to a brick wall, so we parted ways after that.
Well, some wonder if the problem may have been more personal. Since you did have a former bandmate leave the group, and you didn't have very much good to say about it.
Well, there were personal problems, of course. Every band has that. But honestly, when I look back at the problems I had with the bandmate you're talking about, compared to the problems I'm having now, I'd do things a lot differently.
You wish he hadn't left?
Well, truth is, I more or less drove him away. And I really regret doing so. I mean, he was one of the best all-around musical talents I'd ever known. I mean, he knew music. I mean, not just how to play it, but what made a good song good, and how to get the arrangement to fit that. And offstage, he was as good of a friend as he was a bandmate. And I wish I could erase the pain we caused each other.
So, what are your plans from here?
Well, I'm working on a new solo album, putting the finishing touches on it as we speak. Should be released sometime next month.
Think you could sing one of the songs from the new album for us?
Yeah, sure, what the heck, why not? This one's the title track off the upcoming album, and, well, it's actually one I wrote for that very same bandmate, just hoping that one day he would forgive me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, singing a song from his latest album, here's Stan Grizzly.
This was exactly what I had been hoping for. It seemed as though Stan's little speech had floored Birch.
Now, I wish that I could show you how I'm not who I was. I used to be mad at you, a little on the hurt side too, but I'm not who I was. I finally brought myself around to forgiving you quite some time ago, but I never got to tell you. Tell you so, tell you so. I found an old photograph. I saw me and I had to laugh because I'm not who I was. But there you were sitting right above me, and I wondered if you'd ever love me just for who I was. When the pain came back again, like a bitter friend, it was all that I could do to keep myself from blaming you again and again. You know life can be a funny thing. Makes you cry, then makes you wanna sing. I'm not who I was. Now I write about love and such, Maybe cause I miss it so much, I'm not who I was. Well, I think that it was time to let you know that I am not the same, but I never did forget your name. Hello. Oh, hello. Oh. La na 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 na. But the thing I find the most amazing about amazing grace is the chance to give it out. Maybe that's what love is all about. Wish you could see me now. I wish that I could show you how I'm not who I was.